Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. This is your host, Apri Curry, and I have Montrell Curry with me again this morning. And last week we began to talk about our book that we have that's up and coming. It will be released sometime this year. And the title of that book is called They Said We Wouldn't Make It. And it's based on our marriage and relationships in general. And so what we are going to be doing is we're going to be going through some of the, or all of the chapters of the book, and giving a little insight on relationships and marriage for the remainder of the year. This morning we are going to be talking from the topic Ahead of Our Time. And if we can think about that topic and think about what the book is about, and knowing how long Montrell and I have been involved with each other, which we talked about last week, we've been involved off and on for 21 years. Married 9 years, it'll be 10 in February, and married for 7 years. I'm sorry, we've been involved, like trying to make our marriage work for 7 years, should I say, the right way. And so when we think about being ahead of our time, and we think about marriage, and we think about relationships, the verse that comes to my mind was Ecclesiastes 3:1, where it says, "It's a time and a season for everything." Another translation says that there is an opportune time and a season for everything. And so when we think of being ahead of our time in a relationship, and we think about being ahead of our time in marriage, what comes to mind to me is being outside of the will of God, stepping into something that you aren't ready for, going into something prematurely. And when you do things like that, there's a lot of consequences that go with that. And so we're going to talk about being ahead of our time this morning. Montrell, from just the topic in that verse that I just spoke of there being a time and a season for everything, what comes to mind to you from your perspective when you think of that?
One thing that comes to mind is the fact that whenever you have something that isn't ready. Well, dude, let's just take some food, for example. If you're cooking something and it's saying that it's going to be done in an hour, if you take that food out of the oven at 45 minutes, then it's not ready. So most likely, depending on what it is, it's going to be undercooked. It possibly could be still soupy, depending on whatever it may be, and it's just not ready. So if you apply that to the physical, or if you apply that to relationships, sometimes when we act outside of something that we know is going to happen, but we jump out there too fast and try to make it something that it's not supposed to be at that point in time, then that kind of brings to my mind being ahead of time.
Okay.
Something that's being ready.
Okay, and just going off of what you just said kind of leads me into when we first met, well, when we first had our first encounter. If you can let the audience know just a snippet of what your words were to me when you first saw me.
My words were to you when I first saw you was, "When you gonna have my baby?" And at the tender age of 12, that is something that I definitely was ahead of my time on, because not only should I have not been thinking about having kids, but I shouldn't have been thinking about having kids with somebody who wasn't my wife.
I always laugh at that. I think that's funny, especially seeing how we're in a relationship now. But at the same time, if we go back to then and we look at all the things that we had to go through acting outside, let me clarify, not funny that he said it, but funny how it all turned out. But if we can think about all of the stuff that we went through and everything from you were 12 at the time, I was 14, and to now I'm 34, you'll be 33 at the end of the month. And if we can just think about the decisions that we made back then, being kids and we were making adult decisions, you know, even though I didn't take him up on his offer that day, I did end up taking him up on his offer. And so we were acting outside of our age range. We were making adult decisions as children. We were just doing, you know, going with the flow, doing what we think that we thought what we were able to do, what we were ready for. But even though we were kids at that time and we weren't ready, there's a lot of adults that even now are in relationships or they're trying to get married and they're not ready. They're in relationship and they're engaging with another individual prior to them even knowing themselves, prior to them even knowing their worth. And sometimes we're even with people that we're not supposed to be with because we are ahead of our time and we are trying to make something happen. Adults could be immature even though that they are adults and they're not knowing how to make the right decisions and knowing when to engage in certain type of relationships with people. And a lot of times it's based on us seeing society and what's going on in society, and everyone has a boyfriend and everyone has a girlfriend and everyone's doing that. But just because we're able to do something doesn't mean that we should be doing it. And if we are ahead of our time, regardless of who you are in a relationship with, if you plan on getting married or whatever the case may be, you have to make sure that you are acting and responding in a season to where you are supposed to be, that you aren't trying to make something happen, number one, that's not supposed to happen, or number two, that you're not supposed to, or that you're not trying to make something happen sooner than it's supposed to really happen. And so when we think about relationships and being ahead of our time, Montrell and I, we were trying to make something happen. We were making something happen. And just because we were able to do it didn't mean it was right. And with going with that, there were so many consequences that we had to go through by making those decisions that we did. And we're actually still going through some of those consequences. So, Montrell, if you can think about some of the consequences that we had to go through back then, and even now, some consequences that we have to go through from making those decisions back then, what are some of the things that you can think of?
Well, one of the main things is not being able to provide for my children in a way that they were able to have not only just have the necessities in life. I mean, I can remember times where I wasn't even able to buy Pampers, and that was something that they really needed. So we had to kind of go with the flow of trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to get this or how are we going to get that? And I believe that that was truly a consequence because I had no business of going out there, or we had no business going out there and having children, knowing that we could barely take care of ourselves, let alone having a child to take care of. And then we had to bring our families into it because we put our families in a position to where they're the type of people where they weren't going to allow us to allow our children not to go without just because we wasn't able to provide it. So then that would take away from the things that they had to do as well. So I think that's one of the main consequences in regards to acting ahead of our time.
Right. And I would agree with that. And I would also say we had our first child. I was a senior in high school. My girl was a junior when we had our first child. And so it was hard for us to be able to continue to maintain going to school and trying to help raise a daughter. And I say help because we had a lot of help from our family. But it was hard trying to do that, and I wanted to still be a kid, but I was making adult decisions. And so when you start making those adult decisions, then there's some things that you have to stop doing. You tried to be an adult. Now you have these adult consequences that you have to go through. And so sometimes we have to make sure that when we are making the decisions, regardless of how we feel, we have to know that it's the right thing that we need to do. And then thinking of people that are married, people that have gotten married a little too soon, you know, that was something that we actually did. We got married before we were ready to get married, before we knew what it was to be married. And so you had these two immature people that got together and tried to, we got married at the time thinking it was going to fix all of our problems. And getting married is not the solution to fixing your problems. And so that's what we did at that particular time. And I'm not saying that Montrell is not the man that God has for me, because I do truly believe that he is the man that God has for me. However, like he talked about that food that wasn't done, we went into that relationship too early. We went into trying to make things work, and we went into trying to be God in our relationship and in our marriage and trying to fix things together. And if you can think about some raw food, for example, if you eat some types of raw food, you can literally get sick, and even some you can die. And so sometimes when we are jumping into things too early, part of the consequences are stuff that we have to go through. And at times it may even feel like you will die, because we have went through stuff and we're going through so many of the consequences that we made for the choices that we made. But we have to get to the point to where we are submitting to God and allowing him to fix what we have made, what mistakes we have made. It's never too late for you to go to God and ask God to help you in your situation. But we have to make sure that we are recognizing and acknowledging that we did make a mistake. We did do this out of God's timing. But God, I submit to you right now, and I need your help. And we can't do that unless we go to him. And so, in talking on the topic of married people today, Montrell, if we can think of some things, even when we got married, we still weren't ready to, we weren't ready to be married. We were still ahead of our time. And so we were married, but we were still acting as though we were prior to us getting married. We still wanted to live the life that we want to live. And so there was some things, I'm trying not to give out other chapters. There were some things that we had to go through or that we went through that we still wanted to do when we got married. And so what can you talk about from that? We were married. We had first gotten married. What were some things that you noticed when we got married that we still wanted to do as if we were single?
We still wanted to act as if there wasn't a commitment there, because obviously when getting married, there should be a commitment, and we wanted to come and go as we please, like we were still single. One of the main things that sticks out to me is there was times when I may not have came home or you may not have came home when we were single, and when we got married, that was something that I can't recall either one of us doing, but I'm sure that there may have been times when we may have wanted to do that if we stayed out all night or something like that. So it's one of those things where when you get married, and you should have that commitment level should be there, as well as the love, like they say, love should have brought you home last night. You got to have those things in place in order to make sure that marriage is going to survive.
And as Montrell was talking about that, I was just thinking about how we made the decisions. When we were younger, we made the decisions, and then we grew up into adults. But we still had to grow into the decisions that we made. We had to mature into those decisions. It wasn't easy, and it didn't come or happen overnight, and there's still some things that we're learning. But we had to grow into those adult decisions. It wasn't a choice anymore for us not to know how to be a parent, or for us not to know how to be a person, or for us not to know God. It was a choice that we had to make. We had to become mature. And I'm not saying mature in action. and where we're just looking the part. We actually had to get mature and do what we had to do to get our lives in order, number one, for ourselves and then for our children, because we didn't have a choice anymore. The choices that we made while we were young, while we were children, those choices began to affect our adult lives. And then our children, they've experienced so many things and negative things, just to put it out there, so many negative things due to some of the choices that we made as young adults and even as children. They've experienced some of that, and our children shouldn't have to go through the things that they go through because we make mistakes. And so we have to get to the point to where we are making the decision that we are willing to do what we have to do. We are willing to submit. We are willing to stay strong so that we can be, number one, the person that God has called for us to be, and then the couple that God has called for us to be. It's not easy. When you get married, you are actually becoming one with someone. So you two are, you have to begin to know their feelings and emotions and how they work. And you guys begin to complement each other and you become one. One may be weak in one area, one strong. One may be good at one area, one bad. And so you two, you become one in purpose. You become one in everything that you do. And so it's not easy to become one with someone else. And so if you're operating out of your time, you're number one not going to want to become one, because you're going to want to be in control of everything, or either you're going to want somebody to just control you. But you have to get to the point to where you are mature enough to be able to step into and be able to allow the Holy Spirit to transform those decisions that you made so that you can learn from those consequences and allow Him to turn it around for you. But it's not going to happen if we don't acknowledge, number one, that we've acted outside of His timing, and number two, that we need His help in order to transform our lives. And so when we are talking about being ahead of our time, there's so much that we, Montrell and I have been through. We have been through, and you'll read a lot of this in the book. We've been through domestic violence. We've been through, domestic violence. We've been through people saying that he could have been their kid's father. I have my youngest daughter is by someone other than him. We've been through this off and on, moving from one city to another. We've been through so much with each other over these times because we decided to work outside of our timing, outside of our maturity, outside of God's will. We wanted to do things on our own. And there's so much more that we've been through. I can't even remember it all, but it's in the book. But we've been through so much stuff because we decided and we wanted to do things on our own. And when you want to be in a relationship that is going to be sustaining and a relationship that is going to grow, a marriage that is going to fulfill God's purpose, then you have to get to the point to where you are submitting to God and asking Him to lead your relationship, to lead your marriage. Sometimes we go through different things in relationships and marriages, number one, not just because we are out of God's timing, but it's with the wrong person. And so we can't force something to happen. When we are in God's timing, it's with who God wants it to be with and when He wants it to happen. And so we have to make sure that He is in it, because if He's not in it, then we won't acknowledge when we're with the wrong person. And sometimes we want stuff to happen so bad that we're willing to do whatever it takes to get that done. We're willing to do whatever it takes to be with a particular person. But if that's not who God has you to be with, then you're going to be outside of His will and it's not going to work. So it's not just the timing. It also has to be with the right person. And so I just wanted to ask Montrell, just thinking about young men, and, you know, I know that you have a passion for reaching out to young men, and in a society today where young men, they seem to be really active, what would you suggest, or what would you suggest to them for them to be able to make sure that they are staying pure and holy, and you know where I'm going?
Well, one thing, just to make it clear, that whenever I have conversations with young men, and I just come right out and say it. I say, keep it in your pants. regardless of how you may be feeling, regardless of what hormones may be running through your body, I know it's hard to control your hormones, but at the same time, you do have to discipline yourself to be able to overcome those feelings that you may have so that you can make sure you keep yourself focused on the things that matter right now at that point in time in their lives. So it may be they need to stay focused on their schoolwork so that they can finish up school without having to worry about bringing another child into this world. It may be that they're finished with school and they're trying to focus on what they want to do as far as a career. And one thing that I always tell the young guys that I talk to is build a foundation before you worry about getting not only a child, but, well, not only a wife, I should say, but a child as well, so that you can bring your child into a situation where at least you had the foundation built so you're stable. You can get somewhere and be able to not have to be moving from place to place or from city to city. And then once you know that you have that firm foundation, then you start building upon wanting to have the relationship with whoever it is that you may have an eye for. And one thing that I never really got is how people can have kids with a bunch of different people and then just act like they just hate that person's guts. Well, you're the one that kind of lay down with them. So how is it that you had this child with this person? It wasn't like the child was the one that chose you. So they got to really put some thought into it, like, okay, get to know that person and see if that's somebody that you can see yourself spending the rest of your life with. And then once they have all of that figured out, then they can start planning on bringing a child into another life into this world so that, like I said, they can have a firm foundation and do it the right way rather than doing it the wrong way.
Okay. And then what you just said, that would go along with men as well. But one thing that I was thinking about when you were saying that is, in a society today, we always talk about, or you always hear people talking about the young women watching out for men. But with me having a son that is a young teenager and just being in society, period, these little girls, they are out here trying to get the boys. And, you know, the women are trying to get the men. And they're half dressed. They're just out there. So it's not really just the men trying to get the girls. It's the girls also trying to get the attention of a man. Or, you know, and I see a lot of young adult men, they're attracted to what they see. And so we have all of these boobs and butts out, you know, especially in the summer, you have these half-naked people out. How will they be able, or what suggestions or advice would you be able to give to a young man or even an old man, even a married man? What suggestions would you be able to give to them in order for them to be able to stay focused in a society where you just have women on display and they're trying to keep themselves pure, you know, so that they can do it right and move in the right direction? What advice would you give them, number one, on that? And then number two, for men that aren't married, on choosing that right one? Like, what advice would you give them on those two things?
Well, the advice I would give the married man is something that I try to practice myself, and that is flee at the first sign of sin. So if I can see myself possibly being put in a situation where it could cause me to do something that I have no business doing, then I'm going to turn and go in the other direction. Now, in regards to kind of picking out or knowing what to look for in a woman, I believe that the first thing you gotta do is you gotta ask God what it is that He wants you to have in a woman, because not all wives are created the same. I mean, yes, there is a biblical wife per se, but at the same time, wives have different characteristics, and each man will have his own characteristic in regards to a wife. So I think that that's the first thing that they need to do, is they need to seek God's counsel in regards to what they should be looking for in a wife, and then just move accordingly. Now, when I say on that first part about turning at the first sign of sin, I know that can't always be easy, because the trick of the enemy is for us to be able to have something that we see that is appealing. And that's why I believe the enemy has our young kids, and even some of the young adults, or even some of the old adults for that matter, have them to believe that they have to have their body parts revealing so that they can be attractive to the other opposite sex, or sometimes even the same sex. And when you have that type of mentality in people, and they start dressing inappropriately or whatever the case may be, then you'll have somebody who their eye gets caught by whatever it is that person may have on, and then that's when those things can transpire. But like I said, if you notice it, if you keep your eye out looking for it, and you know what to look for in regards to what your weaknesses may be, or however may have you, then that can lead you in a way to where you can say, okay, if this woman has on this or if this man has on that, and I know that that appeals my eye, then I need to get out of there as fast as I can.
Okay, and that's some pretty good advice, because there's a lot of just nakedness just going around, and you're bound to see anything just riding down the street, and it can be hard, especially, you know, with someone that's not looking for it, but it's just everywhere, and so you will have to monitor where you go. You will have to monitor everything, you know, and it can be hard for men and women, you know, because there some people are trying to attract people. They want people so bad that they'll do whatever it takes to attract them. And then to take it a step further, some people are only attracted to married men and women. They know that you're married, but they're still attracted to you. And so they will do anything to destroy what you have at your home, because that's their focus, that's their goal, to make sure even in our relationships and our singleness, that we are staying prayed up. Because just because someone looks like something on the outside doesn't mean that that's what they are. And that's what Montrell talked about when he said making sure that you're getting with God, because just because someone looks the part doesn't mean that they are. And so we have to make sure that when we are determining who we are going to be in a relationship with and who we are going to marry, that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all of that. Because if we don't, then we'll begin to make mistakes and mess up and try to figure things out and think that we know what we're doing, and then we'll find ourselves in a continuous cycle repeating the same thing over and over and over again. We're getting ready to conclude, but I just want to leave you with one thing. If this has been you and you have been ahead of your time and you walked outside of God's timing on any aspect, or God's will and God's plan on any aspect of a relationship or marriage, this show is in no way, shape, or form to condemn anybody. The show is to encourage you that you can turn it around. You can get with God, and He will turn you around. Just like people said that we wouldn't make it or we couldn't make it, they're probably saying the same thing about you. So we want to let you know that you can make it. God can do anything. Nothing is impossible with Him. And so get with Him and allow Him to make you over. Allow Him to transform you. One thing that keeps coming to my mind, and I wasn't going to say it, but when we have done something wrong and we have been in a relationship with someone and it was the wrong person, and it ends up separating from each other, one thing that keeps coming to my mind is get back mode. a lot of us get into get back mode instead of get right mode. Instead of us getting right with God and getting right with ourselves and just getting right and getting focused, we try to get back at the other person. And I don't know how men do it, but for women, they start trying to lose weight and they start hanging out at all of these different places, and, you know, because they're trying to get back at the person that hurt them, or not even at the person that hurt them, but they're trying to prove to themselves that they are worth loving or that they can be had by someone else, but they're doing it in the wrong way. And so when you do separate, if that does happen, if that is you, or if you have done that, don't go into get back mode. Get with God and allow him to make you over. The best way that you can get back at a mistake you made is for you to allow the Lord to transform you into what he has called for you to be, for him to lead you and guide you where he has called you to be. There is an opportune time. There is a time and a season for everything under the sun, and it will be your time. It is your time now for you to do what God has called for you to do. It may not even be, the Lord may not even have someone for you. It is not destined for everyone to get married. And so when you get with him and allow him to transform your life, allow him to lead you and allow him to guide you, regardless of what you do, as long as you are in his will, whether it's by yourself or with someone else, you don't have to worry about anything else. But I would just encourage you, if you have made a mistake, if you did operate outside of God's will or too early on something, submit to him. You can always go to God. You can go to God with anything. And if you don't know if you have, ask him. Ask God, is there anything that I have stepped outside of your will on? And you can be married and still be going asking these questions too. This is not just about people that's in dating relationships. This is about marriages too, because sometimes even when we're married, we step outside of God's will. We step into things too early, and sometimes we just hold back and not do things that we're supposed to do. So ask the Lord, Lord, is there anything that I have done that was outside of your will? Is there anything that I need to correct? Is there anything that I should have done, and I know that I should have done, but I've been holding back? Is there anything that I have been resisting you on? And so get with God and allow him to transform your relationship. Allow him to transform your marriage. Allow him to transform your mind so that you can move forward in everything that he has for you to do. And so, Montreal, I'm going to ask you to close in prayer. I would like to ask that you tune in next week. We'll be talking on the topic of what's a piece of paper going to do.
Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the abilities and the gifts that you have blessed us with, Lord. And we just ask that you continue to let us grow into them. Lord, I ask that whoever may be listening right now, Lord, that may be ahead of their time, Lord, that you put it in their hearts, Lord, for them to seek your will and your way, Lord. Lord, we ask that you are able to bless marriages and relationships throughout your land, Lord, so that we may be able to walk in your will and your way and not outside of your will and your way. Lord, we thank you. We need you. We love you. And we ask for your continued grace and mercy in all that we do. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.